Return to me with your whole heart. Today, as we begin this season of Lent, these are some of the very first words that we hear the Lord speak to his people. Return to me. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. More than anything else, this sacred season of Lent is about recognizing the ways in which our sin has separated us from God, from ourselves, and from one another, and then allowing God to restore us to a life of wholeness in Christ. It's not a time of sadness. It's not a time of misery or darkness. And it's not a time to beat ourselves up thinking somehow it makes God happier. It's a time of renewal. It's a time of hope. Because it's an opportunity for each of us to have a new beginning in our lives. But today, my friends, that new beginning starts by standing here before God and admitting that we are sinners. All of us in our own ways have allowed our hearts to stray from God. Perhaps we've made other things more important in our life than our relationship with God. Perhaps we've allowed bad habits, addictions, or poor choices to isolate us and make us feel far from God. Maybe due to some situation in our life, we've lost hope. Maybe we're so wrapped up in the good things and pleasure and material possessions that we don't even realize our need for God. It seems that we can do everything just fine on our own. Whatever it is that stands between you and God, whatever it is that keeps you from receiving the love and the mercy that he desires to give you, now is the time for us to remove it from our lives and grow in holiness. But how do we do that? Well, let me assure you that putting ashes on our forehead and admitting that we are sinners is not enough. It's only the beginning. Research shows that more people will come to church on Ash Wednesday, which is not a holy day of obligation, than any other time of the year. And you know what? That's a good thing. But what's unfortunate is that some will choose to leave before we receive the Eucharist. Others still will choose to leave before the final blessing. So my brothers and sisters, I tell you, as I stand here, as your brother in Christ, as your spiritual father, as your priest, as a fellow sinner in need of God's mercy, that these ashes alone will not save you. They're not magic, and they won't make you holier in and of themselves. What they are is a sacramental, a reminder to us and to those who see us wearing them on our foreheads, that we understand that without our lives and our relationship with God, then we're nothing more than the dust from which we were created. These ashes remind us that without that strong relationship with God, our lives tend to lack meaning. So how do we grow in holiness? Well, the church recommends three things to us during this time of year: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And by spending some time each day in prayer, it allows us the opportunity to take an honest look at those things in our life, our intentions, our desires, our hopes, and allow them to be purified by God. By fasting, we deny ourselves comfort and satisfaction in order to make ourselves more aware of the hunger our hearts have for a deeper relationship with God. And finally, by almsgiving, we go beyond our own needs We recognize the needs of those around us. And that helps us to grow in generosity, to trust that even if we give from the little that we might have, God will continue to provide for us. And so in summary, Lent is about making sacrifices in order to create room for God in our hearts. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to make this Lent a time of renewal and not just a time of empty gestures and sacrifices. Spend more time in prayer. Start coming to Mass again every Sunday. Go to confession before Easter. Share with others what you have when they have less. Give God and your family more of your time and your attention. And in doing these things, I'm confident that all of us will realize that our hearts are being stretched. And when we feel ourselves being stretched, we know that we're creating more room in our hearts for God. And when we do that, we'll find that our hearts will be filled with that joy, the peace, that hope, that belief that you and I want more than anything else.